This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. If you want to join us, you can. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nicholas Mountain here.
And Arya.
We've been talking about what happens when you get in bed with a shark.
I feel bad for gloating over this guy because the government, it's an agency of aggression and violence, and this is what it does, but they did make the conscious decision to work for this violent, aggressive entity, and now they're getting the predictable consequences of their own actions. It still sucks, and I'm not a fan of it, but they did bring it on themselves, more so than most.
You're referring to Coinbase, which is one of the world's largest, certainly the United States' probably largest, Bitcoin dealers, basically. That's what they started as. They expanded to become a Bitcoin exchange with different cryptocurrencies available. It's one of the ways that probably a lot of brand newbies to the world of cryptocurrency will get their first cryptocurrency.
And that was why I liked them back in the day when they only offered Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and Litecoin. It was almost impossible for an 80-year-old grandmother to go on there wanting to buy some of these bitcoins her grandson keeps talking about and screw it up.
True.
But now they have all manner of cryptocurrencies, and that was their only real thing that they provided.
Well, they still provide the ability for people to make those purchases fairly easily, but unfortunately the biggest downside to Coinbase is that most people never remove their product that they buy from Coinbase, which leaves it in their hands. It's what's called a custodial Bitcoin exchange, meaning they have custody of your coins. And so if you don't have custody of your coins, they're not really your coins. They're Coinbase's. And Coinbase will let you have them as
hopefully
they choose.
Well, and that's the kind of thinking that people have gotten used to. Like, people will say such complete mistruths as, I have money in the bank. No, that is impossible. You do not have money in the bank. What you have is on the bank computer that your name is attached to a string of numbers,
yes,
but it's their money.
The bank has money that supposedly belongs to you, and maybe they'll let you have it.
Yeah.
You know, if they not. Like why you want it.
Yeah. And so Coinbase is entering into that same territory. They are basically that same territory, but for cryptocurrency. And they've built their business on being maximum compliant. They want the government to know who they are, where they are, what they're doing, how they're doing it. They want to, you know, cozy up with regulators as much as they possibly can because they see that as the way to survive, right? Like, and I understand why businesses do this, right? This is the same reason. It's basically the same reason why a business person will go to the town government and say, hey, town government, tell me what hoops I need to jump through so you guys don't send men with guns into my business and tear my S apart. Right? Because that's what people know is going to happen. Right? People must know at some level that if you don't go down to the city gang and get their blessing to go into business, in most cities and towns on the, you know, in the United States, if you don't get their piece of paper, then at some point, and it's probably
a bearcat through your door.
Yeah, a bearcat's going to come through, or a bunch of men with guns. Or maybe just one guy with a gun. Initially, he's going to come in, he's going to threaten you. And he's going to say, hey, you open this business up without getting our permission slip. Now, you're not supposed to do that. I'll tell you what, we'll let you go down and get the permission slip. You got to do it within the next week, or else we're going to come in, we're going to board up your doors, and we're going to put you in some silvery bracelets and take you away. And that's what happens. So I understand why business owners kowtow to the state. They just want to go and do business. They just want to, you know, help their customers get the things that they want. And they know that there's a gang out there. And it's just that Coinbase is so excited about it. Like, it's one thing to obey the government gang because you're afraid of them. And it's another thing to try to be their buddy. to try to be, you know, right on their side. We're partnering with the regulators. We love the regulators, as he says here in his multi-Twitter post. They wanted to launch a lending service where they would pay you if you sent your coins to them, like USDC was what they wanted to start with. That's their stablecoin, by the way. USDC, the C stands for Circle and Coinbase. It's the two companies that got together to create that stablecoin.
I assumed it just sent for USD coin.
Mm-mm. And so they went into the SEC to, quote, give them a friendly heads up and a briefing. They responded.
How did that work out?
They responded by telling us that the lend feature that we are proposing is a security. He says, that seems strange. How can lending be a security? We asked them to clarify and share their view. Talking about the SEC here. We always make an effort to work proactively with regulators and keep an open mind. So he goes on.
I'm already on my knees. Why does Master keep hitting me?
They refuse to tell us why they think it's a security and instead subpoenaed a bunch of records from us. We complied. Demanded testimony from our employees. We comply. And then tell us they will be suing us if we proceed with the launch with zero explanation as to why. He says, look, we're committed to following the law. Sometimes the law is unclear. So if the SEC wants to publish guidance, we are also happy to follow that. And then in parentheses he adds, it's nice if you actually enforce it evenly across the industry, equally, by the way.
Oh, he wants to shut down the other existing companies that you mentioned previously.
Some of those don't exist in the United States, though, so they're going to have a tough time shutting them down.
But still, that's what he wants.
Yeah. That doesn't tend to stop the United States government very often these
days. Well, that's true as well. He goes on. He says, meanwhile, plenty of other crypto companies continue to offer a lend feature, but Coinbase is somehow not allowed to. He then cites Gensler.
We jumped through their hoops. Why are you letting them do it?
He then cites Gensler, who's the guy who's running the SEC at this time. I think it's Gary's his first name. I could be wrong about that. But Gensler, in his confirmation hearing, said, quote, it's important for the SEC to provide guidance and clarity. Sometimes that's a clarity that'll be a thumbs up. But even if it's a thumbs down, it's important to provide that, he said, back in March of this year. Armstrong continues. He says,
is he alleging that a government official didn't mean what that government official said?
Yeah.
How scandalous.
He says, if you don't want this activity, then simply publish your position in writing and enforce it evenly across the industry, he's begging the government to do. He says, ostensibly, the SEC's goal is to protect investors and create fair markets. So who are they protecting here, and where is the harm? People seem pretty happy to be earning yield on these various products across lots of other crypto companies. Shutting these down would arguably be harming consumers more than protecting them. And by preventing Coinbase from launching the same thing, albeit at a fraction of the rates, Coinbase was only proposing 4%
I was curious about whether or not they would offer competitive rates.
Not even close.
I didn't think they would. Because they have the name recognition. They're the ones who jump through all of the government's hoops, so they don't have to offer as much.
He says, so they're creating an unfair market by letting all these other companies do what Coinbase wants to do, but threatening Coinbase. He says, in May of this year, I traveled to D.C. to meet with every regulator and branch of government I could.
Oh, you sad, pathetic little man.
I mean, can you imagine? One of them would be too much. But this guy is like, I want to meet everybody. I want to... Well, I can't say what he wanted to do to them, but it's, you know.
He may have, in fact, done that.
Something that you can't say on the radio. He says, the SEC was the only regulator that refused to meet with me, saying, quote, we're not meeting with any crypto companies, unquote. This was right after we became the first crypto company to go public in the United States. Gensler had been confirmed just a month prior, so I brushed it off as the SEC still getting its feet under it. Now I am not so sure. We've always tried to be good actors in the space, leaning in to sensible regulation even when it's difficult or expensive. Remember, Coinbase being the biggest player, or one of the biggest players, can afford regulations. They can afford to, quote, lean into it. That means, oh yes, give me another one, Master. I just want to get whipped. We can take it.
Because that keeps everyone else from competing with them. Now that you've established all of these requirements that everyone else has to go through to enter this space, you get to hold on to that.
Yep, so he's mad. Oh, he has done so much to cozy up with these regulators and bend over for them and just do everything. But, you know, now here they are. tell him they're going to sue him. After all of the effort that they put in, after all of the money and the time that they spent doing favors for these people and begging for their, you know, approval. Well, you can't trust the government. No? There's a little bit more. He's got a few more things to say. The number is 603-283-6160. And the sad thing is he still wants to please them. After all of this, there's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, the number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. 6160. Hey, surprise! Even if you do everything you possibly can to please the government gang, they might just screw you anyway.
Well, it's interesting that the SEC was the only government agency that refused to meet with them.
Talking about Coinbase, Brian Armstrong, the CEO, complaining a few days ago on Twitter about how they tried to please the SEC. They want to launch a new loan platform where they would take in your cryptocurrency and pay you basically a yearly or APY. Maybe it's paid monthly, maybe it's paid weekly, I don't know, but they haven't launched it because they tried to go and buddy up with the SEC, and the SEC told them, if you launch this, we're going to sue you.
Now, I wonder if the SEC was always planning on doing this, and that's why they never met with them in the first place. They're like, no, we're planning on trying to take over cryptocurrency completely here in a minute, so no.
Well, and I feel bad to some extent for Brian Armstrong, because he really thought that he could appease these people. He really thought that there was some amount of, putting him, subverting himself in front of them.
He really thought that you could negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah. And he's being taught a harsh lesson here. Whether or not he's going to take anything away from this.
It doesn't sound like it, because he's still praising the
system.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, we understand. We want to please regulators. And they still do. They want to talk. He wants to be able to sit down and have a chat.
Help us understand your perspective so that we can share it.
Yeah, we want to, quote, unquote, lean in to sensible regulation, even when it's difficult or expensive, is what he says.
And what a good sub.
Yeah, and as you pointed out, Peoples Mountaineer, that this is because they want to lean into it because they want difficult regulations, because they can do it. They've got the attorneys.
Well, and that's why he keeps asking for these regulations to be applied to everyone.
Yes.
That's what they're looking to do, is make sure that no one else can get into this game, because I already have a foothold here, and I don't want any competition.
Well, in his case, he doesn't have a foothold in loans, but they've got a huge foothold in an existing market.
Right.
It's a huge marketplace. There's, I don't know how many millions of users they have, but it's got to be a lot. Coinbase is one of the biggest players out there. And so I've got a little bit more of what he has to say, but I do want to tell you about Odyssey. Now, Odyssey is handling their fight with the SEC in a completely different manner.
And I love it.
Yeah, and I love what they're doing over there. Odyssey, by the way, is the front-end website that's designed to compete with YouTube that's running something in the background called Library. Now, Library, spelled L-B-R-Y, it's an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. And we've been using it here on Free Talk Live for years to store our video archives, and it's fantastic. And Odyssey is the latest kind of iteration of that. And like I said, they're competing with YouTube. Our YouTube channel is in jeopardy of being shut down at any moment. But our Odyssey channel, not at all in jeopardy. And even if Odyssey were to, for some reason, decide to take our channel off of their website,
which seems unlikely. They let us get away with doing an all-female topless show.
Yeah,
and they're like, look, just don't have it in the thumbnail,
yeah,
which is a reasonable request that I hadn't considered prior to it.
Right. So, yeah, Odyssey's pretty great. But even if they were to take us down from their website, they cannot take our channel down from Library, which is the uncensorable media sharing protocol behind the whole thing. So it's an amazing thing. You can go to video.freetalklive.com, and you can follow our channel there on Odyssey. If you want to go all in, you can download the Library app at lbry.com, and then any video archive you watch of Free Talk Live, you'll turn into a seed and help keep it online forever. So that's pretty awesome.
I would also definitely recommend the app because it gives you library credits, which are what you need to use to upload content and stuff like that, simply for using the app. Just for watching,
yep.
I think it's one video a week, you get like 2 free library credits, but after you watch like 10 videos, you get 20. It's really
cool.
Generous.
Yeah, they've got a cool system set up there. And the SEC targeted them earlier this year. It was actually like a week or two after our studios got raided by the FBI on alleged cryptocurrency-related charges. Now, the SEC isn't criminally charging Odyssey, but they are going after them in civil court. And Odyssey's already spent $1 million on legal defense.
And it's all the same nonsense, right? Arguing
same
that
crap.
LBC is a security.
Quote-unquote security.
What the hell is a security? Security.
You know, I am not a legal or financial expert, but as I understand it, a security is some sort of thing that has the promise to go up in value or something like that? Or
they certainly never promised that.
Or we'll have to get a better definition of it.
I'm sure there's a long, complicated legalese definition that I wouldn't understand anyway. So,
yeah, and the federal government wants you to believe that every single thing in the world of cryptocurrency is a security.
Right, because that allows them to regulate it because it's something that, in theory, would fall under their umbrella if they can just convince people that it is a security.
And from what I've heard, this is something that different branches of the government disagree on, because Congress said that, no, cryptocurrency is a commodity, like milk or gold or anything like that. And now the SEC is coming along and saying, no, Congress, we know better than you. It's a security, you know, one of the things that we can govern.
And the IRS is saying it's an asset.
According to Investopedia.com, the term security refers to a fungible, negotiable financial instrument that holds some type of monetary value. It represents an ownership position in a publicly traded corporation via stock, a creditor relationship with a governmental body, or a corporation represented by owning that entity's bond. So when you have a library credit, you do not own a piece of library.
No.
The corporation. You do not own, there's no, like, you don't get voting rights in library, you don't have any sort of ownership stake.
So, first off, fungible. There is nothing fungible about pretty much all cryptocurrencies.
That's true, unless it's like Monero.
Yeah. Yeah. Monero, you know, you can at least start the argument there.
I'm familiar with the term. What does fungible mean?
Okay, so, like, dollars are technically not fungible, but basically fungible. So if I give you $5 and you want to give me $5, you don't have to hand me that exact note. You can hand me $5 $1 bills or a different $5 bill. It's the same thing no matter what.
The idea is something that is fungible is not trackable, essentially. I think the point you were making was, even though there are serial numbers on the cash,
No one really pays attention to that stuff.
So when you buy something with cash, the person doesn't know what they just received. And then when they spend it out, there's no real way to track where the dollars were prior to them coming to you. Whereas something that's fungible or non-fungible is completely traceable and you can identify, right? Like one's unique.
Yeah,
so non-fungible token.
Well, that excludes all cryptocurrencies with the possibility of some privacy claims.
That's what I just said.
That's exactly right.
So the non-fungible token uses the terminology. The idea behind this is the new craze in cryptocurrency. The idea behind a quote unquote non-fungible token is that there's only one of them.
Yeah. So, like, the Mona Lisa is extremely non-fungible, and water is extremely fungible.
Good definition. All right, so we can continue here more on just a little bit more from the poor CEO of Coinbase, who is so sad about what the federal government is doing to him after all of these years of trying to appease these government bureaucrats. They won't even meet with him. They won't even talk with him except to say, we're going to sue you if you do what you plan to do.
Because he's a serf to them, and he doesn't understand that.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are investigating the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
This was an unmitigated disaster of epic proportions. This did not have to happen.
Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul there regarding that withdrawal. The congressman continues by saying it didn't have to be this way.
But the president refused to listen to his own generals in the intelligence community, who warned him precisely what would happen.
President Biden is in California assessing wildfire damage and addressing the federal response to fire and climate change. The president also spending some time in Boise, Idaho on Monday. Biden also heading to Southern California to campaign with Governor Gavin Newsom, who's facing a recall election on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Saturday marked the 20th anniversary of the September 11 terror attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. House Minority Leader and California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy claims the terrorists that carried out the attacks ultimately failed in their objectives to strike fear in the hearts of Americans.
20 years ago, we saw true evil, an evil that tried to destroy us. But good people become heroes in hard times. And that's how the American people responded. Heroically.
The Senate in session this week, but the House is still on recess. Beef prices have gone up 14% this year. Meanwhile, pork has jumped 12.1% and poultry has risen 6.6%. But grocery chain Kroger says prices are headed higher later this year. The Fed Reserve has claimed the price increases are transitory and that pressure on prices will subside when supply chain disruptions are resolved. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. And you can dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're telling the sad, sad story of a CEO of a company named Coinbase. His name's Brian Armstrong, and he loves government regulation. But guess what? After almost a decade, I think these guys founded in like 2012 or 2013. They've been around for a long time in the crypto sphere. After nearly a decade of being a big suck-up to the federal government, they can't even get the SEC to return a phone call. They can't get the SEC to agree to meet with him and talk about the new thing that they want to do.
I worked so hard to form these relationships with all the regulators, and they won't call me back.
Yeah, he just wants to appease the government.
And it's a nice contrast to the dark net markets that we were talking about earlier. You mentioned the Silk Road has, you know, since been closed, but there have been hundreds, if not thousands, that have sprung up in its absence because the Dark Road had, you know, a single head that could cut off. And obviously it caused it that, like any Hydra, many grew in its place. But with Coinbase, he's the central figure.
Yeah.
You know, he's the one who is going to get sued here because he chose to centralize it and bow to the federal government. So this is what you asked for, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to say that Coinbase hasn't been incredibly successful. They have. I mean, they've gone public. That I think that's been successful for them so far. I don't know. I don't follow their stock price or whatever. I don't care. But, you know, they did do that, and they're still there.
I think his best course of action, and again, I'm not a legal advisor, is probably to just go ahead and do the thing.
And let them sue him.
Yeah, and let your attorney. Then they have to talk to you, right?
Yeah, they'll be at least sending you legal threats. at that point. Actually, they have threatened them. So they did talk to them. They just talked at them rather than having a conversation. And the SEC said, if you do this loan program, this crypto loan program you want to do, we're going to sue you.
Well, he probably doesn't want to do that because it'll make a lot of investors get very squeamish about his company.
That's a good point, yeah. So the people who've given them money are probably people who agree with their tactic of saddling up with the regulators and being buddy buddy with the government. But this, the, you know, the I guess the moral of the story here is the government isn't your buddy, and they're not there to help you. They're there to screw you. They're there to take advantage of you. They're there to control you, and they don't care about you.
Yeah, they have constantly changing rules that they enforce through violence, and they aren't even good at following the rules that they have from one day to the next.
Yeah, and to Brian Armstrong's credit, at least, he is correctly pointing out here that, man, they're trying to figure out what the hell the rules are. They can't figure it out with all their attorneys that they have. Again, this is all him complaining on Twitter, but there's another story that basically covers the same points, written by their legal team, written by their chief legal officer, Paul Grewal, saying essentially the same things and sort of telling the story. Like, their legal people that they pay God knows how much money to every single year can't make heads or tails of what the SEC wants. So they try to talk to the SEC, and the SEC is like, we're not talking to you.
Well, his issue, I think, is that he attempted to notify the SEC that he was going to do something instead of requesting their permission.
Well, I mean, what's the difference?
Well, he's coming at it from this perspective of, I don't have to ask your permission. I mean, they're the state. They want you to ask their permission, and they don't. If they don't say yes, then you're not allowed to do it. You don't get to just notify them, hey, I'm going to do this, and that's going to be it. You have to, please, I would like to do this thing. Will you give me permission to do it? It's a monumental difference between notifying them and asking their permission.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And he did say that they were giving them a friendly heads up.
Yeah.
So I guess that was kind of a notice. But let me go on. He's got a few more posts. He says, we've always tried to be good actors in the space, leaning into sensible regulation, even when it's difficult or expensive. We try to think about what products we would want for ourselves and what risks we would want our families to be aware of before launching products. We'll keep following this approach. Yet here, we're being threatened with legal action before a single bit of actual guidance has been given to the industry on these products. If we end up in court, we may finally get the regulatory clarity the SEC refuses to provide, but regulation by litigation should be the last resort for the SEC, not the first. He says finally, our door remains open. Hopefully the SEC steps up to create the clarity this industry deserves without harming consumers and companies in the process. America could really use us all working together to figure this out right now.
I don't need the government working on this particular project. They can just continue not being involved with it, and I think it will develop better as a result.
Yeah, that's why this product exists at all, is because Celsius and Nexo and CoinLoan and the, you know, seven others or however many others there are out there, they just went ahead and created it,
and
they put it out there.
But without government, who will keep competition out of the market?
Yeah, that's what this is really, of course, all about. And the Gensler character, the guy who's running the SEC, has said things publicly like that he doesn't think that cryptocurrency can reach its full potential without regulation.
That has never been true of anything in human history. Regulation is always created to prevent a thing from reaching its full potential.
Right.
Well, that's not the mythology that they taught us in school.
Correct. And, of course, they're still pimping the same mythology out there, like, oh, well, if it weren't for us regulators, consumers would be in jeopardy.
Consumers are making 7 to 12 to 14% interest on their loans right now that they give to some of these companies.
Yes,
I think they're
right.
Doing just fine versus the 0.0.
Oh, but Aria, there's so much risk. I mean, these are companies that are not FDIC insured. What if they go out of business?
Then they go out of business.
But then the consumers will get hurt.
And a person learns a valuable lesson about doing more research into a company before they invest in them. But some of these have been in business for 4 years.
Which is a long time in the crypto sphere.
You can't let people decide their own level of risk. What's next, legalizing heroin?
Please.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would do a monumental good thing for the people out there who are addicted to it.
So
we'd have fewer deaths from fentanyl.
I don't know where this is going to go. I hope that these companies do not close up shop. I hope that they do not stop offering their product to people in the United States, because it's a cool product. I mean, that, look, you can put money in a bank, as we pointed out earlier, get a really crappy return, and still have no guarantee that you can walk in and withdraw those funds. So to act like giving your cryptocurrency to one of these centralized companies and getting a return on it is somehow more risky or dangerous, I don't buy it.
No, banks have a long history of being reckless with your money.
And saying no when you try to go and get it out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cryptocurrencies don't have that horrific track record.
I'm waiting, by the way, on my final bank account that I had that, for whatever reason, hadn't been closed during the raid or whatever. It was still open after we got raided earlier this year. They did decide to close the account. I got notice of it 3 weeks after they sent it in the mail. So by the time I got the notice, it was already past the date of closure. I couldn't go into the bank and actually walk out with cash. I don't have another account to which I can take a check and put it into, because I have no other bank account at this point. And so I'm now on, what, week number 3 or 4 of waiting for the check to come. They supposedly sent the check on August 20th.
I'm on 2 years with the bank.
Oh, the check's in the mail.
And it's money I never expect to see again.
Yeah. It may be in the mail. I don't know if it's the bank. I don't know if it's the postal service. I have no idea. It's like, this is supposed to be good service? This is supposed to be what people are, you know, looking up to as an
example?
Well,
they have effective monopolies,
yeah.
So they don't have to offer good service. It's like the United States Postal Service.
Yeah. It's garbage. Whereas if you want to withdraw from one of these online crypto houses, you usually get the withdrawals, in some cases, within a couple hours. And some, I think there's a couple of them that make you wait a day or two or something like that, so they're not the greatest. But there's at least enough competition to where some of them are like, yeah, you hit the withdrawal button, and as long as you're within your limits, we'll send it to you.
Yeah, Coinbase maybe wait like 5 to 7 business days for a small amount of cryptocurrency,
mm-hmm.
just because they could. Because it wasn't my cryptocurrency, it was theirs until I got it off of their servers.
So good on Odyssey for fighting the SEC and not acting like that they're their buddy or their friend or whatever, because they're not. These people aren't there to help you. They're there to restrict competition. They're there to restrict the marketplace, to offer you fewer choices and only ones that the government wants you to have.
But if the biggest bully on the playground isn't my friend, then that's scary.
The number here if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up here, social media polarizing people even more than they already are. Aria is going to tell us about that on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end, and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We've entered a time where Sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Aria. So we've been talking about cryptocurrency, the federal government wanting to crack down and regulate and control, and companies wanting to be cracked down on, regulated, and controlled, but not too hard. So you can comment on that if you want to, or we're going to continue and get into a different discussion, which is about the divisions within the United States, the people being polarized, not getting along with one another, and not really seeming like they're ever going to. All right, you've got a story about that.
I do, and it's something I think, you know, everyone is seeing. I remember when I was a kid, there were Democrats in my family, there were Republicans in my family, and they didn't spend a lot of time at Thanksgiving dinners arguing with one another about politics. But now, on social media, they unfriend each other, they block each other, they just don't have anything to do with each other.
Did they even go to Thanksgiving dinner together?
I don't know, because I stopped going, so probably not. But
okay.
One in seven people, in a totally unrelated report that I saw today, one in seven people have blocked someone, a friend, a real-life friend, or cut them out of their lives because of their position on vaccinations, specifically the COVID vaccination.
I've seen them saying online, I saw one person the other day say that she has lost every friend that she has and is completely alone where she lives.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, these party lines have gotten drawn deep.
And it started with the polarization on social media, but as expected, that has since spread into the real world. And we saw it most, I think, we saw it begin fading into the real world during the Trump-Hillary pain, when there were people on the left specifically who were refusing to have any association with their family members who supported Trump.
Right.
And now it's just sort of snowballed from there, where any political disagreement whatsoever results in getting cut out of a person's life.
Mm-hmm.
But all of this started on social media, where the consequences of blocking someone or unfriending them are relatively minor.
Yeah, one of the things that I've really just been surprised to watch disappear is any sense of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for example, like, I do think that people on the left have gone a little nutty with all of this, like, PC taken to its nth degree stuff. But the people on the right don't go, man, it must suck to be over there. They just make fun of him. Like, there's no compassion for how for what it must be like to be on the political left when it's going crazy.
Well, plus they...
Well, the political left has no compassion left to get. They're dancing on the graves of the unvaccinated.
Yeah, yeah. Well, which is very strange considering that they, you know, acted as though they were the ones that were about compassion. They acted as though, oh, well, we want people to be safe. We want people to feel, you know, to be healthy. Mm-hmm. And now, oh, well, if you don't do exactly what they say... If you don't, you know, roll up your sleeve to have some pharmaceutical company jab in a you know, questionable substance in your arm, then, well, no more compassion for you. We've run out of patients. We're going to hurt you.
It's downright Orwellian.
Yeah.
I mean, it is literally fear is love. Like, the way that you show that you love other people is to be as terrified of this thing as you possibly can. And it's a very strange thing to watch, like, hippies turn to fear.
Mm.
Like, the people who adore love and focus on it completely, and no, not anymore. They're all terrified now.
Yeah, everything's been reversed. It's really crazy.
So this report, it sees the issue, but it completely misses the actual way of addressing the problem.
And where's it from? Sorry.
It is from Drudge Report.
Drudge, okay.
It recommends that the federal government prioritize plans to enact stronger transparency requirements and other measures for tech platforms in an effort to combat polarization.
Hold on, this is actual Drudge Report opinion piece?
Yes.
That's unusual. Normally they just link to other websites.
The report released Monday by the NYU Stern Center for Business and Human Rights argues that tech platforms have failed to, quote, self-regulate sufficiently and calls for government intervention, which isn't going to... The government can't make people be nice to each other on social media.
This is something the right-wingers have been calling for since prior to Joe Biden getting into office. I remember when Christopher Cantwell, the Nazi, the racist, former co-host on Free Talk Live, we had to fire him years ago as he became a racist. When he was, you know, totally on the right and becoming a statist, he was advocating the exact same thing. He wanted government regulation of these various different social media platforms, as though that would give the right wing a fair shake.
Well, it certainly wouldn't. And the authors here cite the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol as an example of social media contributing to political polarization in a way that manifests in real-world harm. Now, wasn't it only like a protester who was harmed as a result of the January 6th, quote, riot?
There was a protester shot to death.
By a cop, if I recall correctly.
Some federal agent, yeah.
We're not talking about political polarization just in the abstract, but it has these very specific consequences, which we are seeing basically eroding aspects of democracy and civil relationships among people and trust in institutions and so forth.
Well, I'm sure as soon as you use the threat of violence on these people, they will become much more centered.
It's very strange. I mean, they don't draw any line between the problem that they're alleging, which is, you know, the division that they were just talking about, and how the government could possibly fix that. The government is partisan, whether it's Republicans or Democrats in office, and whichever one of these parties is in control when they make these regulations is going to upset the other party.
Sure. I mean, this is how the government gang lives. Basically, they want to split people. They want them to fight over control of the state. They want them to constantly be in this endless battle over who will be behind the gun, who will have the control of the state and wield that violence against their neighbors.
And then when the tables flip and, you know, the side that just had the gun pointed at them is in control again, they're angry.
Yes.
So they want to exact vengeance on the people who just pointed a gun.
Quit control. Expand that power.
That's what they do every single time. As though they don't see it could be possibly used against them down the road when when the other team gets a hold of it. It reminds me of what happened after Trump got elected. I went down to a protest because remember there were all these big protests after Trump got elected by leftists. And I went down with New Hampshire Independence flyers to this protest. And I'm like, all right, well, yeah, I'm going to hand these out to the lefties and see how many of them are interested in New Hampshire declaring independence from the United States. Because, you know, I think everybody should be interested in independence. I don't think it's a political issue at all. But obviously there are certain times at which some people might be more interested versus less. And so I figured this might be one of those times. And the younger people were a little bit more open than the older people that were there. And the older people I spoke with
we're like, well, no, we got to redouble our efforts. We've got to go back in there and we've got to retake D.C. We can't just let these people win.
Why not?
That's the thing.
It's a stupid game they're playing. Yeah. Just stop playing.
They can't walk away from it. They feel like they have to get even, that they have to turn the tables. They have to go back in and keep fighting. They can't just, like you say, walk away.
It's just like people arguing when everyone wants the last word. Eventually, just stop arguing and walk away. It's not worth it.
Now, did you try doing this during the Trump era?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, because I think that's the only time they'd be receptive to it on the left, is, okay, now that the opposite...
No, this was, as soon as Trump took office, they were having protests. That's when I went down to do that. I also did it at Black Lives Matter, which was, of course, 2020, various different events there. So wherever there was a crowd of people, I've done it at left-wing events, I've done it at right-wing events. And, so, you know, some people are open to it, and others aren't. And a lot of the people who aren't open to it, they want to get revenge.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's not a good way to live your life. So this report also urges President Biden to persuade lawmakers and the public to confront online polarization to avoid, quote, future versions of the Capitol insurrection. I still don't see how the government
so they
can
think
do
by
any
regulating,
of this.
Hold on. They think that by regulating social media that they're going to be able to prevent things like January 6th?
It seems that way, but they're not outlining how that could possibly be prevented by government. They're just saying government can fix it. Social media platforms.
It cures everything.
That's certainly what they think. Social media platforms have pushed back on accusations that they are intensifying political polarization, but at the same time, platforms have taken action during specific periods of time to strengthen policies around removing certain content. So they just want to make sure that you can't post to social media about planning a future insurrection.
Hmm.
For example,
that'll stop it.
Yeah. It certainly won't just send people to Telegram. For example, Facebook in April said it would take extra steps to limit misinformation in preparation for the verdict in the trial of Derek Chauvin for the killing of George Floyd. The fact that they actually acknowledged that they have the capacity to, quote, turn the dial at certain points, and they acknowledge that they've done this in certain emergency situations, I think poses a very strong implication that they know there is a connection to what they're doing and this social political problem, Barrett said. The question is, if you can do it temporarily, explain to us why you wouldn't want to do that generally. Why wouldn't you want Facebook just constantly exercising its heavy hand to censor and monitor everything that people say on it?
Aren't they? I mean, this guy just is calling for it to be even heavier.
Yes, and for government to be regulating that they have to.
I mean, how many times have you been banned from Facebook in the last year?
At least six.
Okay, more coming up here. 603-283-6160. Do you want government regulation of social media?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.